The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
Coming up on Texans 360, the Texans name a starting quarterback, Ben Jones, and a look back at the Hurricane Katrina relief efforts. The Texans have named a starting quarterback. We get Ben Jones on late night, and 10 years later, we take a look at Hurricane Katrina. That's all coming up on this week's Texans 360. My name's Drew Doherty. We're happy that you're watching, and we start under center. Brian Hoyer is the guy. Bill O'Brien, the quarterback himself, Hoyer, as well as Ryan Mallett, discussed that move this week.
Spoke to the quarterbacks this morning around 7:40. Spoke to the team at 8, and we told the group, the quarterbacks first, and then the team, that we're going to name Brian Hoyer the starting quarterback for our team right now.
Yeah, obviously I'm disappointed. I don't agree with it, but it's for the best of the team, so I'm just going to wait till my turn gets called. And, I mean, at some point it's going to happen this year. So we played 4 quarterbacks last year, so I'll do what I have to do to better the team.
Yeah, obviously excited. You know, it's been a lot of hard work that goes into this, and I think both Ryan and I both competed very hard. Obviously, a sense of excitement, a sense of accomplishment, I guess you would say, and realizing that it's just the beginning. You know, me being named the starter today doesn't mean that, you know, anything is going to be given to me. I have to go out and earn it every day.
So the quarterback position, a big topic of conversation this week in Texans land. And for more on all of that, here's DP Sidhu and John Harris.
John, this week, Bill O'Brien announced a starting quarterback in Brian Hoyer. What do you think it was that ultimately won the job for him, and why now? Why announce it now?
Well, I think there is a synergy needed in the offense, trying to figure out the first group. Look, they're not going to play at Dallas, so this is the last time, really, at game speed, this group will be together before September 13th. So I think everybody needs to know how it feels to have Brian in there for extended reps. The offensive line needs to know for their pass protection, where is he going to set up? Dwayne Brown talked about that during the week. Receivers want to know where Hoyer likes to throw the football. Does he throw it on my back shoulder? Does he like to throw it to the outside? Where does he put the football? Where do I need to make my break? Do I need to do it a little bit earlier? Those are all things that they've got to figure out. So this was the perfect time. I felt like it was a true competition all the way through. But in the end, I think it was Brian Hoyer's consistency at this point they felt like won them over, and that's why they're going with Brian Hoyer. It's the consistent aspect of his game right now. But I think both guys, they like both guys from the standpoint of being a gamer, being competitive, leading the huddle, command of the huddle, all the things that we talk about Brian Hoyer. Ryan Mallett has them too. It's just, I think they felt like Brian Hoyer is a little bit more consistent at this point right now.
Third preseason game. Usually you see a lot of starters, but with all the injuries that have occurred around the league so far, Bill O'Brien discussed his concern for players staying healthy. Is this going to change who he starts and how long everyone plays Sunday against New Orleans?
I don't think so. Bill O'Brien goes with his plan. When he has a plan, he's going with it. In the first two games, we haven't seen 99 or Will Fork or J-Jo. I imagine we're not going to see 99, Will Fork, or J-Jo on Sunday. Why at this point? They've gotten a ton of work during the week, during practice. They're not going to play in a Dallas game. Keep them in bubble wrap and get them ready for September 13th to face the Kansas City Chiefs. I do think we'll see the starters for a little bit longer, maybe an extra series. We'll see DeAndre Hopkins and Dwayne Brown maybe for a third series, especially now that Brian Hoyer is the starting quarterback. But beyond that, I think they'll go with the same plan. I think you'll see Ryan Mallett for some time. You'll see Tom Savage for a small amount of time. And then you'll see him, I would imagine, for a full game against Dallas. So this is the opportunity for this, the first unit, second unit, to get significant amount of reps, and then game four, allow those threes and fours to fight for roster spots.
Final two games of the 2015 preseason happening in the next week. For all the coverage, check out HoustonTexans.com.
Wingstop presents the top 5 videos of the week on HoustonTexans.com. Coming in at number 5, the Houston Texans cheerleaders' I Really Like You music video. At number 4, Dear Drew. Coming in at number 3, Ryan Mallett's reaction to the starting QB news. At number 2, J.J. Watt is a fan of naps. And at number 1, Clowney is on track for the season opener. To watch these videos and more, visit HoustonTexans.com.